If you were to give the homily tonight, what theme would you pick? I asked Father Art, and he would have shared something on how we are all part of the little ones, or at least hopefully we are. I was thinking in a different way. As our opening introduction says that in these last few weeks we've been being told how to be a disciple, I thought that these readings then put on what we should look for then in the leader. Because the readings basically are talking about the person we would give our discipline to. In the first reading, it is the Lord says, this is what the king will look like. And how does he portray that king? He portrays that king as a meek and gentle person who is meeting the needs of people and avoiding war, avoiding conflict, avoiding those aspects of life where we find ourselves at each other's throats. That the leader is one who unites and serves the people. And he doesn't just ride into town on a charger or a chariot. He doesn't even ride on the back of an ass. What does he do? He rides in on the colt of an ass. And if anyone knows the ancient world, the little ones or the young, those who are not even mature enough yet, were so vulnerable that they weren't even at times named until they had enough strength. So the idea then is the leader is one who is going to meet people where they need the most, in their most vulnerable. Okay? So that seems to be what the first one. The second reading, I think, is a little bit more. We always have trouble with Paul, don't we? I mean, this flesh and spirit. But if we take the flesh as those tendencies that actually drive us to become selfish, self-absorbed, concerned for our own welfare, the welfare of our little particular group, party, whatever you wish, where you become exclusive. That's the flesh. That is the flesh. And the spirit is, I'm open to everyone. And of course, that's the most difficult thing. Come on now. All of us have our favorites, right? That's why some of you are holding each other's hands as I preach here, that you guys are favorites to each other. And I'm not trying to break in on that, but could we kind of reach out and grab one another a little bit more? That seems to be the call. And that's what a good leader does. And so I was thinking then we go to the gospel, and it's very clear. Who causes us the most problems? Aren't they the most important people? The people who have the status? The people who are in power? In other words, there's always that question, is there a love of power or the power of love? And of course, I think these readings say the latter, that really, the more we are able to love and serve one another, and love is not always just hunky-dory hugging one another. Sometimes it's confronting with truth and honesty and care for the person. So the point being is, the leaders that we give discipline to, if we're really Christian, are ones that evoke that. And they don't just stick with the rich in the many ways our culture considers people rich, but also takes care of those of us who are the little ones. The little ones. But what are the little ones? I mean, maybe Art would love to tell us what the little ones was because he would have preached it. But the point being is, to me, don't kids get over things quickly? Don't kids trust? Don't kids hug? Don't kids, okay, you have a fight, but they next time you see them, they're playing with each other in the sandbox, you know? There's something about kids, the little ones, that tell us, that's really what a Christian should be. Is, yeah, we're going to make mistakes. All of us are imperfect. But can we not only forgive ourselves, can we forgive those who act like the rich, the learned, the snobs, whatever you want to call them? Can we? You know, this past week we lost Harry Fletterman. Harry Fletterman, I don't know, many of you might not know him, but he was really a very great leader in this parish for starting us lay people getting to know and trust our own ability to think and theologize and become our own person with regard to our faith. He spoke 7 languages. He was an internationally famous person who did research and was a lecturer all over the world in many of those languages he spoke for the Q, that unwritten source of Christ's sayings that are found in both Luke and Matthew's gospel. He was a brilliant, but you'd never know. He was a simple, he rode in on the back of a colt of an ass. He treated each of us. I mean, I hated preaching when I saw him here. You know, that's sort of like you go to your professor and you're going to have to preach in front of your professor. You know, that's kind of the way I thought, because he was brilliant and yet always serving. He led by sharing his gifts for the betterment of others. And I don't think there's another way of taking these readings and making more sense out of it than that. A leader leads by sharing their gifts for the betterment of others and is open to receiving the gifts back from others. I mean, that's the whole idea, reciprocity. That's not the flesh of this world today. This competition, this got to be the richest person, the most significant person. Come on now. We are facing such division based on anchoring ourselves in the world's values, in the flesh, not in the spiritual values of, hey, what can we do together? What can we find as more exciting and alive by appreciating differences rather than hating them? So those are the kind of thoughts I got out of today's readings.